And this would be the Drysdale vignette, watering bands, three, number three, and then three, two, one. Watering bands, the need for them and unnecessary problems caused. That's going to be continued as an argument for years. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. More on watering after this. Three, two, one. James Beard, the internationally noted turf expert, commented on turf and the watering of it. After strongly discouraging frequent lawn watering of short duration, he said, quote, infrequent deep watering in the early mornings or evenings will help the plant establish adequate roots and provide sufficient moisture between watering. To determine when to water, probe the soil with a screwdriver, or even better, use a probe that removes a core of soil at least 10 to 15 centimeters, that's 4 to 6 inches, deep. When the soil is dry or the probe is difficult to insert into the ground, it's time to water. Probing should be done in several locations around the garden because some areas, some soil areas, may hold water better than others. Tree-shaded areas may not need as much water, while areas near heat-reflecting buildings or adjacent to concrete or other pavement will dry out much faster. If high-efficiency in-ground irrigation with automatic controllers is not possible, the homeowner should use the largest inside-diameter garden hoses available. The sprinklers should be a type that deliver large water drops, not a fine mist that evaporates easily. Uniform sprinkler patterns are also important to avoid dry spots in one area and runoff in another, just by a single sprinkler. The need for a good quality sprinkler cannot be emphasized too strongly. When watering is done, the object should be to moisten the soil to a depth of 10 to 15 centimeters, 4 to 6 inches. Leave the sprinkler at least an hour to attain this penetration. I'm Art Drysdale.